Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endelin Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Hello again, Bills fans. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy as we get you set for the Bills preseason finale in Detroit Thursday night against the Lions for a 7 o'clock kickoff. And Murph, as we all know, the last preseason game is the last-ditch effort for the guys on the back half of the roster to make their best last impression.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, 90 players in camp just, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it's all going to be cut down very significantly over the next few days here. And even head coach Chan Gailey said there are some difficult cuts to make as the Bills approach the cut to 53.
There's quite a few guys that are sitting on that so-called bubble that we're trying to make a decision on this week. So it'll be vital for them to be able to go out and play well and show they can take it from the practice field to the game field.
I think it's a lot like the draft or a lot like the other situations when there's a date on a calendar that it's like, you know, this is a big decision point for the rest of for my foreseeable future. If you have regrets, then yeah, you're going to, that day is going to loom and it's going to be a long day. But if you give your best effort and just give your all, and then you let the decision makers make their decisions.
And that final roster will be decided the very next day as they have to get it down to 53 by Friday at 9 p.m.
Yeah, so there's that. You know, there's cutting the roster. That's job one. But job two, I do think, is execution. The Bills have to execute better, Chris. They have not had a great preseason so far. And especially, I think that goes on the offensive line. Chan Gailey said he hopes to get his starters about 10 plays in this game against the Lions. And cohesion on the offensive line will be critical, especially there, since that group has really had some moving parts during this preseason.
At times we're where we need to be, and at times we're not. We're playing pretty inconsistent, just like you'd expect with a group that hasn't got a lot of work together. And part of that's my fault. My injuries, Pierce have been banged up. We had a competition at left tackle, so we still need some time to gel. But if we can play like we have at times when we played well, I think we'll have a really solid offensive line.
Newly acquired quarterback Tavares Jackson is expected to get some time in this game. Chan Gailey says he wants to get him at least a couple of series towards the end of the game after Tyler Thigpen's night is over, just to get his feet wet in this new system for him.
Yeah, we're going to get him in. We got him in 4 reps in practice today, and we'll get him in the game unless something funky happens with the clock and they keep it the last, you know, 10 minutes of the game or something crazy like that. But our plan is to get him in the game, let him play.
Just trying to get familiar with everybody, just so my teammates know that I'm here to, I'm here to work, you know. So that's pretty much it, and I'm not looking too far ahead of it right now. I'm just trying to get ready just in case I play Thursday night or what. Just trying to learn as much as possible.
Well, like the Bills, the Detroit Lions made a trade this week, actually. They acquired fourth-year quarterback Kevin Barnes from the Washington Redskins for a conditional draft pick. And it looks like a few of their starters may not be available for this game against the Bills. Running back Kevin Smith coming off an ankle injury just suffered last week. Quarterback Matt Stafford suffered a bruised non-throwing hand. And their head coach, Jim Schwartz, said earlier in the week, Chris, that anyone on the Lions roster who is not 100% for this game will not be in the lineup at all against the Bills, which makes you wonder exactly who's going to play in this game on Thursday.
Can't say how entertaining this one's going to be.
Yeah.
But we'll be there to bring it to you as the Bills take on the Detroit Lions to close out yet another preseason. They've closed out the preseason every year since 2002 with the Lions. They'll do it again on Thursday night, 7 p.m. kickoff from Ford Field. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.